Hello, and welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and give us a glimpse into their creative process. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and we are taking a break from releasing new episodes until November 15th. Season 3 will be excellent. We've got interviews with folks like John Gourley and Eric Houck from Portugal the Man. You should totally subscribe now so you don't miss any episodes. In the meantime, though, we are rerunning some of our favorite older episodes. This week, we're going to hear from Benjamin Booker. He's got a new excellent record out called Witness, though I talked to him before he had written this new record. And he's going to be playing the Austin City Limits Music Festival this Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. So here he is, Benjamin Booker.
A few years ago, this album came out on David Byrne's label called Lukabop, called Who is William Onyebor? There's a song on the album. The whole album is incredible, but there's a song on it called like Why Go to War. It's like a great one, I think.
Why go to war? Why not find peace? Why go to
I guess like it was like a big turning point for me. It's like this guy who's like really mysterious from like Africa from the 70s. He's playing like this like groovy kind of like psychedelic kind of stuff with like weird like stuff like that. But it's also like very like political music. And I guess like I haven't in like the past like done that kind of stuff. But I think that that album has just been like slowly creeping into like the stuff that I've been doing recently. And just like the idea that you can have music that is fun and like groove based and like people can dance to, but it's also like coming at you with like a message, like that kind of thing.
You just want another guy, stop a bullet for you. But you never, never wanna stop a bullet for another guy.
And so, I don't know, that, like, was just like, whoa, you can really, I've never heard somebody, like, do it so well, like, you know, so I think that's, like, definitely the song that was just like, wow.
Excellent.
Mind blown.
Yeah. I mean, so, and you've been making music, has it been mostly about, like, thematically about personal
stuff? It's been really personal stuff, and, like, I mean, like, I guess it's, like, hard to, like, there's, like, so many things happening, like, all the time, and, like, it's hard to, I guess, sometimes talk about, things that are happening like around you, like non-personal stuff, like political stuff and like social issues without being like too preachy, you know what I mean?
It is,
but it
is.
Didn't but that song doesn't feel like that to me. It feels like it's coming from like a real place, and I guess that was like, oh, there is a way to do it and for it to be right, but it's maybe not the easiest thing to do.
Tell me why you like war. You want another guy to stop a bullet for you, but you never, 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 never like to stop a bullet for another guy.
There's not really that many bands like talking about like very political, I guess, like artists these days. You know what I mean? When I was a kid, like Rage Against the Machine was like a huge band.
The heart is a co-op. Terror rage stretching, quenching the thirst of the power dawn. That five-sided fist of gone. Terror and soul on the face of the earth gets bigger. The trigger's cold empty your pulse.
I mean, when I was born, like, I mean, you had, like, Public Enemy and stuff like that.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
But I don't, is there somebody doing that kind of stuff nowadays?
I mean, I feel like less and less in mainstream music. So you were a kid in the 90s, obviously.
90s kid, yeah.
And the 90s kid, there were all these, like for me, there were all these like women talking about women, you know, and then there was NWA, there was Rage Against the Machine, people who were like actively fighting the power structure. And now,
well, when I was a kid, I grew up in Florida, and so like the hometown band was like against me, and like not so much now, but like when they were younger, like first starting off, it was like very like I don't know, it was like intense stuff. Like all the songs were very like, they had songs about Condoleezza Rice and like just like all these like, because I mean like they were like for me like the punk band of like the Bush administration kind of thing. So it's just like that's who like all the skate kids and people were going to for like all their news and stuff like that.
Rushing change under a Bush doctrine. Democratic installations. Constant war for constant soldiers. What are we gonna do now? De-escalation through military force. Increase the pressure. How can the loser? What should we do about the situation?
That's cool. I mean, like, I think that they were like following like the Clash and like those kind of bands, and it's like, I don't know. I guess it used to be that like kids would get their news from like bands, you know what I mean? Like their views and that kind of stuff. And it's like, I guess that's disappeared like a little bit.
I think so. I think there's so much going on and it's hard to like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why it is. Like, why are people less political in music?
I guess it's like scarier now maybe because like there's so much like competition now. And like, I think that it's like scary for people maybe to like, talk about like the things that they care about and like the way that they feel because they don't want to like upset people because like there's everybody's like fighting to like just make it as a band and like so
if you're fighting to get heard, you don't want to alienate people by
talking
about something that they might make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, and everybody gets so uncomfortable about, you know what I mean, like it's just like politics. It's just like let's not talk about
Do you think that there's two things kind of entering your music, like more of like a dancey synth thing, because you've been doing mostly guitar driven
music. I mean, there's definitely like more I'm from that, I guess, in like other bands. Like there's another band from Africa from back then called Witch. Or like there's a Caribbean like funk band called like The Beginning of the End. They have an album called Funky Nassau, which is really cool.
What's it called, Funky Nassau?
Yeah.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone soul. We've got a dug on beat now. We're gonna call our very own.
Like that kind of like I've been listening to, I guess it's just like kind of like it's like soul music, I guess, mixed with like psych music, and like I guess that's been like something that's really interested me, and that like the last couple of years that's pretty much all I've been listening to. So I feel like the next record I make will definitely reflect that and be different a lot.
Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and Afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you.
Do you know then thematically kind of the things you want to talk about or the things you want to address?
Yeah, I mean, of course, like it's there's always going to be like personal things, but I mean, like I think like now that I'm like getting older, I think it's easier to look at things from like a bigger perspective, and like from just like traveling the last couple of years and like seeing so many places and like going to different spots and stuff. I mean, like I don't know. I think it'd be like really weird not to like talk about that kind of stuff after so much like touring and stuff like that, you know,
like you've seen so much and you've experienced so much, and it would be strange to just
continue to just talk about myself all the time.
So the next Benjamin Booker record will be maybe more political, maybe more dance psych influence.
I don't know how, like, well, I think it's just gonna be more, probably less about me than the first album, which was just like me coming out of a bummer period and like whining a bunch. I don't know. We'll see what it's like the next time.
It's so interesting, the perspective that that an artist has on their own music, like after you've played songs enough and you're like,
it was
I'm
really
not
weird
that guy anymore.
Yeah, well, it was really weird at the beginning because like I wrote the songs pretty much all of them before I knew that they were going to be put out, and like had pretty much wrote them to give out to friends and stuff like that. So when it came time to like actually play them for people, it was like, oh gosh.
Like, wait a second. Wait.
So now, I mean, that I guess that also works into it. Now that I know that the record is going to be like heard by other people, like, I mean, that definitely affects whether you like it or not, the way that you write songs, you know?
Well, and that's interesting too, because now that you know other people are going to hear it, it's like, well, what I want to hear is like music with a message and also with a beat. So what I want to give to other people is that same.
Well, there's the whole, like, I remember taking like this class, like this Harlem Renaissance class when I was in college, and like we were reading about like all these like writers and like people who were like writers but also like activists and like stuff like that. And it's like there's like a lot of debate over like if you are like an artist and you have like a platform and you're in front of people every day, like it seems like kind of a waste to like not be saying anything and just like singing songs about girls all the time, you know?
Do you ever, have you ever heard Nina Simone's Backlash Blues?
I haven't heard that song, but I watched her documentary recently on Netflix and like had no idea. I knew that she was like pretty like politically active and like had some angry years, but I didn't realize how aggressive she was with it.
Well, there's this part of Backlash Blues, and she does it differently every time, but she talks about like her, she'll be like, my friend Langston Hughes told me that like Nina, like once you're up in front of them, like you have to like bring it to them.
That
like,
was one of those
bring
people
it to
that
where they
talked
live.
About.
When Langston Hughes died, oh, he told me many years before he said, Nina, keep on working till they open up the door. One of these days when they open it, the doors are open wide. Make sure you sock it to them where they live, where they have no place to hide.
Or like if you look at people like James Baldwin or like those kind of people, it's just like, I mean, they're known just as much for their work, like social work, as their like art, like their writing and stuff like that. I don't know.
I'm gonna leave you with the blues.
I don't know. It's important to me, I guess, to like not just be an entertainer. You know what I mean? Just
yeah.
like a song and dance man up there.
It's there needs to be something more at the core of what you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, which is what I'm trying to do it.
Right now we could use a little bigger me up. Seem like the whole damn nation's trying to take us down. When your brother's dying, mother's crying, TV's lying. All the reasons in the world tell me shoot to me now. See, we thought that we saw that he had a gun. Thought that it looked like he started to run. Thought that we saw that he had a gun.
If you like this episode with Benjamin Booker, you want to get insight into other bands playing ACL Fest this year, then head over to our archive. Because we've talked to guys from Spoon and Run the Jewels. We spoke to Thundercat and Middle Kids and Mobley. And like, man, we have over 100 episodes with artists talking about transformational musical experiences. Dive in. And after you've swum into this song's sea, we'd love it if you would leave a rating or a review, because they really help us. They help people find this podcast and they make us feel really good. This song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen. Jake Perlman recorded this interview. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram account. Kelly Seal is our excellent intern. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And it is true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is @thissongKUTX. You can like us on Facebook and you can subscribe to this song along with the other KUTX podcast, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.